Hi, Ethan.
Hi.
This new app I'm using called Voice Record, it's got ads on it. That's a bummer, dude.
That's okay. Is it still open in the background?
Yep.
Ooh, that's cool.
So, how was dinner?
Dinner was really yummy.
It was, yeah. The pie crust was pretty yummy, too.
Yeah.
And the filling was yummy, too. I was pretty impressed. What'd you make?
I made Mexican pie.
Is that what you're calling it? I was thinking dinner pie.
Sure.
Dinner taco pie. What do you think about taco pie?
Mexican dinner pie.
Dinner taco Mexican pie. Mexican taco. Yeah, I like yours better. Mexican dinner pie?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. So, was there cheese in it?
Yes.
What else do you put in it? Why don't you tell me how you make it?
So first you put pie crust on the bottom of a pie pan and bake it for 10 minutes while you're getting stuff ready, like making the meat and slicing the peppers or whatever you desire to have inside it. And then once the bottom's done baking for 10 minutes, then take it out, put the filling in, put the top in, and put it in for 15 more minutes. If you want, you can put sprinkle cheese on the top of the crust, write something on it, or whatever. And then
just make a cool design out of cuts with a knife?
Yes, you could do that. And then you can take it out, cut it, and enjoy it.
What if I cut the shape of a moon out of the top of it? Can I call it moon pie?
Sure.
Will it taste like a moon pie?
Not exactly.
Okay. Well, it was filling. Did one pie fill our whole family up of six
yep.
people? That's impressive.
It could fill up more than six people.
Yeah, like seven, maybe six and a half. It was two pounds of meat. It was lots of meat, which is good because we all like meat, right?
Yep. It makes us grow strong.
Yeah, healthy and strong, I guess.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad you made it, and I'm so stoked about it. It was really good. Now I feel all fat and happy. How about you?
Me too.
Awesome. Till next time.
Bye.
Bye.